The Alaska legislature is still trying to solve the state's fiscal woes. And while lawmakers debate new taxes and drawing from the permanent fund, oil prices marched steadily upward in January. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more on how news of those higher prices is resonating in Juneau.
2 days ago, the price of Alaska's oil jumped above $70 per barrel for the first time in 3 years. And that's big news in Juneau. Some Senate Republicans point to those rising oil prices as an argument to bolster their reluctance to vote for an income tax. State Tax Division Director Ken Alper says if prices stay in that range through next June, the state expects to bring in about $200 million more than previously thought. But when I asked him if he thought it was going to make a big dent in the deficit...
No, that will cover a little less than one-tenth of the deficit, which is estimated at $2.5 billion.
That deficit has been hounding lawmakers for years now. They've cut the budget, they've argued over new taxes. Meanwhile, they've been drawing billions out of the state's savings accounts for the last 4 years.
We're getting near the bottom of the barrel of those funds.
Alper says there really isn't enough money left in those savings accounts to cover the budget deficit for another year. But there is a chance that the legislature could cobble together just enough money to cover next year's budget deficit without taxing Alaskans or tapping into the permanent fund. It turns out that one of those savings accounts, the Constitutional Budget Reserve, isn't completely tapped. It'll have about $2.1 billion in it by the end of this fiscal year. Add that to the $200 million the state could bring in from higher oil prices, and that budget gap gets much smaller. But when I ask the state's budget director, Pat Pitney, why lawmakers can't just rely on savings for one more year, she says it would be a bad idea to drain that budget reserve.
We don't want to spend that down to zero. That is the shock absorber account for the state's finances.
Pitney says that budget reserve is essentially the savings account the state uses to cover the gap between when its income rolls in and when it has to pay its bills. It's basically the state's cash flow account. Spend that down to zero, and if something goes wrong, like widespread damage from an earthquake or a tsunami, there's nothing to fall back on. There are a few other places lawmakers could look for more money, but they could be as politically unpopular as tapping into the permanent fund. One is to drain the $1 billion the state has in a fund that subsidizes the high cost of rural energy in the state, and the other is a few hundred million used to fund merit scholarships for Alaska college students. But Pitney says that pulling together one more year of balancing the budget on savings doesn't solve the problem of the state having a budget that is tied so firmly to oil prices.
Hoping for the next dollar of oil is just putting our future on hold.
Pitney says the reality of a week or a month of higher oil prices can be totally outweighed by a month of low oil prices. She says the state is past the time when it can hope for oil prices to save it. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.